And so last week we did Psalm 119, Ella, or A, which is the letter A in Hebrew. And we're doing in accordance to the tunes that are in our book already that we've already memorized so that we don't have to memorize any new tunes. And so this is Psalm 119, B or Beth in Hebrew. So we'll start with that, and that will be our new method for starting.
Somebody want to hum the tune to Evan?
It's the same as Psalm 2.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the same as Psalm 2. And, everybody may remember that. We'll just do a section of Psalm 2 real quick so you catch the tune. Why rage the heathen and vain things? Why do the people mind? Kings of the earth, they set themselves, and princes are combined. So that is Evan, and so we'll just follow that same tune in Psalm 119, verse 9.
By what means shall a young man learn his way to purify? If he according to thy word there to attentive be? Unfeignedly thee have I sought with all my soul and heart. Oh, let me not from the right path of thy command depart. Thy word I in my heart have hid, that I offend not thee. Oh, Lord, thou ever blessed art, thy statutes teach thou me. The judgments of thy mouth each one my lips declareth half. More joy thy testimonies weigh than riches all me gave. I will thy holy precepts make my meditation, and carefully I'll have respect unto thy ways each one. Upon thy statutes my delight shall constantly be set, and by thy grace I never will thy holy word forget.
Very good. I think we have Psalm 28. Girls are going to help us lead this one. They've been practicing this one pretty well. It's a new tune for us. Dundee, Lindsay. Ready?
To thee I'll cry, O Lord, my rock. Hold not all thy peace to me. Let my soul that you bid descend. I by thy silence Let that be an enemy, my
meditative psalm that we have to think about. David actually calls upon the Lord to judge him if he's done wrong to someone that didn't deserve it. Another thing that we probably don't think about on a regular basis or nearly enough. I'm going to close with Psalm 25, and then we will have a recitation from Titus, the book of Titus, in the back, which is Roman numeral 9.
Thy tender mercy.
from distress relief. See mine affliction and my pain, and all my sins forgive. Consider thou my foes, because they many are, and if the cruel hatred keep my soul, do thou deliver me, and let me never be ashamed, because I trust in thee. Let uprightness and truth keep me to thee ascend. Lord, to Israel, from all his troubles end. Amen.
So in the back of our Psalter, we have two resuscitations from Titus, one from 3, 4 through 7, and one from 3, 8 through 11. And so we will recite them at this time, and we'll end the service of Holy Convocation. This is a lesson from Titus, 3, 4 through 7. Learn this lesson of the Lord. It is,
after that, the kindness and love of God the Savior toward man appeared.
This is,
not by works of righteousness which we have done,
but it is,
according to his mercy he saved us,
by the
washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit,
which he pours out,
shed on us abundantly.
This is through
Jesus Christ, our Savior,
that being justified by his grace,
we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life.
On the next page, this is more of a creed and admonition from Titus 3, 8 through 11. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God
might be careful to maintain good works.
These things are good and profitable unto men.
But avoid foolish questions
about the law,
and genealogies
about the law,
and contentions
about the law,
and strivings about the law.
For they are
unprofitable and vain.
A man that is divisive on this wise after these first and second admonitions reject, knowing that he is subverted and sinneth, being condemned of himself.
Therefore, let us be careful to make good works,
and strive not with the law of our God. Christian, would you mind closing us in prayer for our fellowship meal and anything else on your mind?
Dear God, thanks for the day. Thank you for another day that your mercies are new. Thank you for the gospel of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for his death, burial, and resurrection. Please just help us throughout the week to fully trust in the simplicity of the gospel. But Lord, help us to produce good works of righteousness that are a pleasing aroma to you. Lord, thank you for your Passover that's coming up. I pray that you prepare our hearts and our minds for this upcoming Passover. Pray for all the people that are going to be joining us. You give them safe travels and prepare their hearts and minds as well, Lord. And I just pray that we would, that you just give us a deeper revelation to the Passover and what you want to reveal to us. And please help our fellowship to be sweet and that we'll have good fellowship with the brethren. And help us to be an encouragement to one another during Passover. And thank you for this food that we're about to eat. Bless it in Jesus' name. Amen.
And I'm going to say this for mostly the recording's sake for those who listen who are coming, since you made me think about it. Anybody who does want to get baptized, that is available before Passover. So if there are people who do actually want water baptism in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we always have that available for anybody who comes early enough to have that done. So I'll put that out there because there may be some people coming who would like to recommit their life to Christ, or they may just have never been baptized. So it is something that should be extended. I should make sure it's said.